义务教育教科书，英语五年级下册，活动手册，清华大学出版社出版。
English Book 5B Workbook, published by Tsinghua University Press. 1. Welcome to my school. Lesson 1. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Primary.
Primary.
School.
School.
Student.
Student.
Teacher.
Teacher.
Building.
Building.
Floor.
Floor.
Library.
Library.
Music.
Music.
Should.
Should.
Computer.
Computer.
Spend.
Spend.
Game.
Game. 4. Listen to the text, then follow the directions.
It is important to have fun in life. Some people like to play cards. Some people like to play sports.Some people like to play computer games. However, things we do for fun can become an addiction. This means that once we begin doing something, we cannot stop. For example, some children spend a lot of time on computer games. Once they begin playing computer games, they do not want to do other things. They do not want to do their homework. They do not want to help their parents in the kitchen.They do not want to play with their friends. They do not even want to go to bed. They just want to sit there and play computer games. We can do things for fun, but things we do for fun should not become an addiction.
Lesson 2.1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Grade.
Grade.
Second.
Second.
Bright.
Bright.
Front.
Front.
National.
National.
Flag.
Flag.
China.
China.
Bulletin.
Bulletin. 4. Listen to the text, then follow the directions.
Look at the farmhouse.My uncle lives in it. In front of the farmhouse is a large field. My uncle grows corn and wheat in the field. On the right side of the farmhouse is a large garden. He grows different kinds of vegetables and flowers in the garden. On the left side of the farmhouse is a river. Trees and flowers grow by the river. There is a bridge over the river.Behind the farmhouse is a place for his car and truck. Where is my uncle now? He is standing on the bridge. He is very happy to be a farmer.
Lesson 3. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Library.
Library.
Bring.
Bring.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Grow.
Grow.
Different.
Different.
Dig.
Dig.
Science.
Science.
Seed.
Seed.
Cover.
Cover.
Hole.
Hole.
Begin.
Begin.
Plant.
Plant. Four. Listen to the text, then follow the directions. A library is a building. There are books, newspapers, videos, and magazines in it. People come to read or borrow them. They need to have a library card to go into the library. There are libraries in the cities. The National Library of China is the biggest library in China. It is in Beijing. It is for all the people in China. People from all over China can use the library. A library can also be a room. A school puts their books in one room. This room is the school library. A family puts its books in one room. This room is the family library. A library can also be some books together. You put some books together in a place, then you get your library. You and your classmates put your books together in your classroom, and you get your classroom library. Lesson 4. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Girl.
Girl.
Boy.
Boy.
Sit.
Sit.
Second.
Second.
Month.
Month.
Row.
Row.
Turn.
Turn.
Monitor.
Monitor. 4. Listen to the text, then follow the directions.
Do you like reading? I do. When you read, do you want to have a reading partner? I do. I read to my teachers. I read to my parents. I read to my friends. I read to my pet dog, Jack. My teachers, parents, friends, and Jack are all my reading partners. I read and they listen. Jack is my best reading partner. He always has time. He is never too tired to listen. When I say, "Jack, it's story time," Jack always runs to me and kisses the storybook. Then he sits on my left and waits for me to begin. He never leaves in the middle of my reading. Some of my stories are short and some are long. Jack likes them all. When I finish reading, he barks and kisses my hands. I think he is saying, "Thank you. I like your reading. I love reading. I love my reading partners."
Lesson 5. 3. Listen to the story, then answer the questions. It was a Wednesday morning in May. Kathy got up early. She was going to wear her new sports shoes to school. She had a PE class today. She and her classmates were going to run around their school. The first 5 runners would get awards. Kathy ran fast, and she wanted to get an award. Kathy got to the school gate. She waited for a few minutes, and all her classmates came. Then the running began. Kathy was a good runner. Now she was in the second place. Jane was running in front of her. Suddenly, Jane tripped and fell down. Kathy would become the first now, but she stopped. She asked Jane, "Are you okay?" Jane shook her head. She hurt her leg. She needed to go to the school nurse. Kathy took Jane to their PE teacher. Then their PE teacher took Jane to the school nurse. Kathy did not finish her running. She did not get an award from her running. She felt sorry, but she was happy. Lesson 6. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Between.
Between.
Different.
Different.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock.
Beanbag.
Beanbag.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Rule.
Rule.
Chase.
Chase.
Schoolyard.
Schoolyard. Lesson 7. 2. Listen to the text, then follow the directions.
How do you make your school life fun? First, finish all of your homework in time. It is not going to be fun when your teacher is not happy with you because you have not finished your homework. You will feel bad when your teacher yells at you or calls your parents. Second, talk to your friends. It is important to have some good friends. You can talk to your friends and play with them between classes. You can also tell your friends about your problems. Friends will listen to you and you will feel better. Third, take part in an activity after school. You can take part in an art or science activity. You can join a band or choir. You can play a sport on the sports field or do some reading in the library. You can do what you love to do. For example, taking pictures is great fun. The pictures will keep the memory of your life. Above all, have a positive attitude. It is important to think, "I am going to have a wonderful day." You are not going to have any fun when your thinking is, "This is going to be a bad day."
Unit 2. What's your hobby? Lesson 8. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Evening.
Evening.
Dinner.
Dinner.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Hobby.
Hobby.
student,
student,
sport,
sport,
member,
member,
family,
family,
interview,
interview,
music,
music,
grandpa,
grandpa,
begin,
begin. Four. Listen to the story, then follow the directions. Thomas is 5 years old. He is a good boy, but he has one bad habit. He always leaves some food on his plate, even if when he is not full. Mom wants to help Thomas change the habit. It is dinner time. Mom and Thomas are going to eat. Mom puts a little food on Thomas's plate. Thomas begins to eat. As usual, he stops when there is still some food on his plate. Mom knows that Thomas does not have enough food. She says with a smile, "Thomas, if you finish the food on your plate, I'll give you some ice cream." Thomas likes ice cream very much. He likes the smile from his mother, too.
"Really?"
he asks. "Yes," says Mom. Thomas begins to eat. He soon finishes all the food on his plate. Then Mom gives him a little ice cream. Thomas is happy. Mom is happy, too. Lesson 9. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Garden.
Garden.
Shape.
Shape.
Size.
Size.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Smell.
Smell.
Hear.
Hear.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Sound.
Sound.
Need.
Need.
Seed.
Seed.
Fresh.
Fresh. Four. Listen to the story, then follow the directions.
Seeds need good soil, sunlight, and water to grow. I am a happy seed. I am in good soil. The good soil is my parents. Sunlight is my grandma. Rain is my grandpa. I grow happily in the soil. My grandma wakes me up every morning with her warm hands. My grandpa gives me water when I am thirsty. I grow and grow. I grow out of the ground now. I am surprised to see the wonderful world. I can feel my parents holding my feet. I can see my grandma shining on me. I can see my grandpa watering me. I am thankful to my parents and my grandparents. I want to hug them, but I cannot. I am sad. You make me happy, and I want to make you happy. I say to them, "Don't be sad, my kid." Say my parents, "You're making us happy because you are growing well and happily. You'll make us happy when you bloom. You'll make us happy when you give fruit." "I see, Dad and Mom," I say. "Thank you. I will keep on growing. I will bloom beautifully. I will give great fruit."
Lesson 10. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Sewing.
Sewing.
Thing.
Thing.
Interview.
Interview.
Allow.
Allow.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Glove.
Glove.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Peace.
Peace.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Machine.
Machine.
Learn.
Learn.
Today.
Today. Four. Listen to the story, then follow the directions. Grandma could make very good fruit jellies. She could make jellies from different kinds of fruits. My mother liked her grape jelly. My father liked her apple jelly. My brother liked her strawberry jelly. My sister liked her peach jelly. Can you guess what I liked? I liked all her fruit jellies. Grandma lived on a farm. She loved growing fruits and making jellies with the fruits. Every month we went to visit her. We each took a jar of our favorite kind of jelly when we left her house. Then Grandma grew old. She fell ill and died. We were all very sad. We went to clean Grandma's house. We found some jars of fruit jellies, and we took them home. It seemed that life was not very different. One day, I picked up a jar of grape jelly. I found that it was the last jar of jelly from Grandma. I felt sad and put it back. I knew that nobody was going to eat it. I also knew that Grandma would be alive so long as the jar of jelly was there. 11. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Watch.
Watch.
Travel.
Travel.
Field.
Field.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Place.
Place.
Country.
Country.
Pear.
Pear.
Binocular.
Binocular.
Notebook.
Notebook.
Camera.
Camera.
Next.
Next. 4. Listen to the text, then follow the directions.
My grandpa has a flower garden. There is a big chair by the garden, and there is a pool in front of the garden. Every day, my grandpa waters the plants. When he finishes watering them, he sits in his chair. He sits under the sun to enjoy the sunlight. He listens to the birds sing and the bees buzz. He watches them fly. He watches the flowers when they come out of the ground. He watches them when they grow tall. He watches them when they bloom. Why does my grandpa love his garden so much? He says he feels great to sit under the sun and watch his garden grow.
Lesson 12. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Hike.
Hike.
Hiking.
Hiking.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Photo.
Photo.
Easy.
Easy.
Countryside.
Countryside.
Free.
Free.
Across.
Across.
Alone.
Alone.
Group.
Group.
Rest.
Rest.
Both.
Both. 4. Listen to the story, then follow the directions.
My father likes water. He likes fishing, and I often go fishing with him. He also likes rowing a boat, and I often row a boat with him. In summer, we often go to the beach. At the beach, we do a lot of things. We play beach balls. We build sandcastles. We pick up shells. We chase each other in the sand. I like water, too. I like to go swimming. I want my dad to go swimming with me, but he always says no. I want to know why. Dad, I say, you like fishing, and I often go fishing with you. I like swimming, but you never go swimming with me. Can you go swimming with me today? I look sad, and I am almost crying. I'm sorry, my son, says my dad. I don't want to go swimming because... My father smiles and touches his hair. I smile too. Now I understand. My father does not have much hair on his head. He does not want people to see his hair wet.
Lesson 13. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Week.
Week.
Reason.
Reason.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Need.
Need.
Part.
Part.
Body.
Body.
Different.
Different.
Neck.
Neck.
Work.
Work.
Study.
Study.
Difficult.
Difficult.
Learn.
Learn. 4. Listen to the story, then follow the directions. Crocodiles live in water. They need a lot of meat to eat every day. One day, a big crocodile tried hard, but it did not find any meat to eat. It was very hungry. Suddenly, it saw a boy swimming in the river. It wanted to eat the boy. "Hello, little boy," said the crocodile. "I'm very hungry. If I don't get anything to eat, I'll die." It began to swim to the boy. The boy tried to swim away, but he was not fast enough. When he was near the bank, the crocodile caught up with him. It opened its big mouth and caught the boy by the leg. The boy was in danger, but he tried to be not afraid. He had a good idea. "Mr. Crocodile," he said, "I put some medicine on my leg this morning. It is dangerous for you to have the medicine in your mouth. Let me wash my leg first." Lesson 14. 1. Listen and repeat. Fill in the missing letters.
Interview.
Interview.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Member.
Member.
Notebook.
Notebook.
Machine.
Machine.
Camera.
Camera.
Binocular.
Binocular.
Country.
Country.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Classmate.
Classmate.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Difficult.
Difficult.
Different.
Different.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Countryside.
Countryside. 3. Work out the riddle. Write the word on the line. Then draw a line to match the riddle to its picture.
1. I am a small machine. People use me to take photos.
I am a small machine. People use me to take photos.
2. I am a small book. People write down something in me.
I am a small book. People write down something in me.
3. I am a place. People grow flowers and vegetables in me.
I am a place. People grow flowers and vegetables in me.
4. People look through me to look at things in faraway places.
People look through me to look at things in faraway places.